they arrive at GE every year.
It started 22 years ago. Somebody in the mailroom came and said, I got this letter from Santa Claus. What do I do? And they were going to throw it away. And I'm like, you're not throwing it away.
Darlene's not small with pointy ears. She's not an elf. Rather, she's a full-grown woman, the kind who wears holiday-specific sweaters and vests. She's the mom who likely volunteers to sell baked goods at her kids' dance recitals.
So we went on the fifth floor into the conference room, and I grabbed all our finance people, and we started writing, and then it just grew and grew.
At first, there were just a few letters. But the more the GE factory workers responded, the more letters they would get the next year.
Santa Claus, North Pole, 12345. Santa Claus, 1225 Reindeer Way, Santa's Workshop, North Pole, 12345.
Now, the letters start arriving in early November.
This is North Hippoli. There's an extra P in there.
They come from all over.
California, somebody's elementary school class in South Carolina. Oh, Georgia.
Like the letters, Darlene's helpers grew too. Dozens of GE employees from all over the building donate their December lunch hours to this cause. In a fluorescent-lit conference room full of catered pasta salad and plates of cold cuts, the GE elves begin to gather. One of them plays Christmas singles out of a cell phone speaker. They each grab a pen and stack of letters from the many postal bins at the front of the room, take their seats, and begin responding.
Makeup set, Playmobil car and house, elf pets, a fish, paddleboard, new bedspread, Tom's...
Kids write letters to Santa Claus for all sorts of reasons. Obviously, there's the here's what I want for Christmas kits.
Leopard iPad case, a new lunchbox, money to the poor.
I like that money to the poor slipped in.
Yeah. good ending.
There's the confessional kits, the ones with something to atone for.
You know, I've been kind of bad. I've been fighting with my brother or my sister.
If she has some questions about the naughty or nice list, she wants to know if it's classified.
I am not to lie. I was naughty this year. For instance, making a Facebook account and stuff. But hey, how many kids do you know that write you a letter and then own up to not being good? Pretty rare, I think.
Without meaning to, kids tell stories in their letters. Stories about fantasy. Solitude. Change.
This one says, Dear Santa, I have been a really good girl this year. Can I please have a princess, a crown, a real puppy, and a real baby brother or sister? Thank you for all of your hard work this year. Alexa, 3 years old.
She's thanking Santa Claus for his hard work?
Yeah, and she gives Dad's house address and Mom's house address.
Divorce comes up a lot.
So I'm sending one to each one.
The threat of divorce comes up even more.
Please help my mom and dad not to fight, and, you know, I don't want to live in two separate houses.
Letters indicate the earliest pangs of self-doubt, an inevitable dissatisfaction with oneself.
I keep thinking about the one from this year that cracked me up. All it said on it when you opened it up was blonde hair dye.
D-I-Y and B-L-O-N-D.
And nothing was spelled right. No dear Santa, no please may I have it. It just said blonde hair dye.
How old do you think this person was?
I have a feeling they were probably like a 6-year-old redhead.
Letters allude to dietary restrictions, physical limitations. The kids who write, sometimes someone in their family is really sick.
Dear Santa.
Sometimes they themselves are.
I'm Danny. My mom is helping me write this letter. I'm only 6 and I can't write yet. This year I would really like some new cars and trucks and maybe some Legos. I have a G-tube and I have to eat from a tube in my tummy. I can't have cookies, so I can't leave you any. Is there something else I can leave?
So at the very beginning, I'm assuming there were not template letters.
No, there were not template letters. There was probably like 5 or 6 of us.
In the late 1800s, alone in New Jersey, Thomas Edison worked obsessively on inventing new systems of mass communication. A decade later, the Thomas Edison General Electric Company was formed on a sprawling parcel of land in Schenectady, New York. And there the company grew, helping define America's relationship to manufacturing, to mass production. 100 years go by, and when the GE factory workers started responding to kids' letters to Santa Claus, they would write each response by hand.
I remember that some of them didn't believe in Santa. And we would write to them, if you don't believe, you won't receive.
And so, like Edison before them, they streamlined the process. Templates were created.
I mean, now we're getting an abundance of them, so we have to keep it under control.